All right, here we go. 5:47 on Tuesday, April 16th. It is good to have you joining us here this morning on The Morning Reboot. Thanks for starting your day or getting to us whenever you can if you're listening to the podcast. If you'd like to do just that, because you only get a couple of minutes of the show, get all of it, text the word ERIC, E-R-I-C, to 419-240-1055, 419-240-1055. That's your text line. You can text in just about any time. You can use that to dial in to the show around 8:50 this morning. Another text number and a word, a national keyword, to hopefully win the $1,000 payoff. Before that, the press conference game, panel full of ladies. Jordan Tomase from BCSN will join us. It's a Tuesday, so tacos and trivia Tuesday, a couple of days away from 419 day. So we will do Toledo trivia. Surprising things that interest some of the most important people in your life. We'll get to that just after 7. And the rated game is coming up. Brought to you by Mike Buck State Farm in Sylvania. Hashtag some pig. It's 5:48. Good morning. It's Eric Chase and the one and only Floyd.
Hi.
I forgot to look up the Ariana Grande NSYNC sample yesterday, and then I heard the song later on in the day. And I realized I think it's not a sample, like a beat or a music sample. It's a lyric sample.
Oh, is it?
Because one of the breakdown parts.
Okay, because I was like, I've listened to that song over and over, and I don't ill, right? You make me ill, whatever it's called.
Yeah.
I don't remember that song right off the top of my head, but I'm really good when I hear music. I'm like, oh, this samples something. Like the Halsey song, when she's like, she samples the lyric from Cry Me a River. You don't have to say.
Mm-hmm.
And I always sing it, and I'm just like, but yeah, every time I heard that, I'm like, I don't know where this is coming from, but she said it, so I'm just going to go with it.
Yeah, it's a lyric. It's taken like that, not the beat per se, okay. Like in Seven Rings.
Like more of the where, melody, and well, Seven Rings is like, a complete.
That's what I mean. Yeah. Like, break up with your girlfriend is not that.
Mm-hmm.
I immersed myself in Game of Thrones yesterday. Can I ruin it for you?
Sure. No. I'm literally 8 years behind.
I know. And I don't know how anybody could catch up. You just have to watch it when the series is over because the level of detail.
I'm that person. It's fine.
And don't do it now. Wait till it's over.
Oh, I know. I normally do that. Like I'm like I'll have like a day, and I'm like, oh well, like Riverdale. Like I'm literally still in season 2, and it's like 5. I'm like, I'll get there when I get there.
Did Stefan watch Sunday night?
I know his plan was to. I'm not sure if he did. I think he passed out because we were talking. He didn't watch it Sunday. I'm not sure. He's listening right now, so I'm sure I'll get a text in about 5 seconds.
I was surprised how modestly it started. But I'm sorry, I'm just
oh no, you're good. You're good. No, via my social media, because it's now it premiered Sunday, so now people are talking about it. People either were just like, "Eh, that was lackluster." People were just like, "I'm so ready." So
5 to go.
Yeah, that's it.
5 to go. Yeah, and some of
it's every week.
Yeah, and then some of the, I think the last 3 are like 80 or 90 minutes long.
Ooh, Lord Jesus.
What'd you do yesterday? Take advantage of the nicer weather when it hit in the afternoon?
Yes. My other job, we hung out outside. There was no ifs, ands, or buts about it.
Let those kids run themselves
yes,
into
I
naps?
Yes, I was like, I kept asking Christine, I was like, is anybody outside? And she's like, no. I go, are you sure? She goes, nothing has changed since the last 5 minutes, Floyd. I go, let's get these kids outside.
What happens when they do get all muddy and dirty?
They're kids. Oh, well.
Right.
That's what I say.
But I don't know if
sometimes parents get mad. Ooh, let me say this. So if any parent is listening this early in the morning, do not, when dropping your children off at daycare, dress them in Jordans, a really nice outfit, that if they get mud on it, you're going to get mad about. Daycare is not a fashion show. We will be outside. Summer is coming. Kids will get dirty.
And some parents have done that.
Oh.
Then they get mad at you.
I believe my sister was that parent. It's like, oh, you're so dirty. I'm like, he's also 5.
Right.
Like, but you can't say that. But I can say that now because I have two. I live in 2 different universes.
They
so
eat
Floyd can say this, but Mr. Floyd can't.
They eat their boogers.
Right. Right. And there was a tweet the other day I said, it should have been my funny tweet. It was like, if I start cooking food that tastes like boogers, maybe my child will eat it.
Perfect.
But no, like, yeah, just kids are kids. Like, I don't, I think we lost that somewhere. We're like, I feel like some parents, not any some parents that I've encountered, like, I think they use their child as a status symbol, like, dressed in, like, a cardigan and, like, really nice pants and, like, this outfit that you would see, like, on a Gap ad. And I'm like, you do know at noon we go outside. And I'm not going to stop him from playing in the dirt. Because, A, he's going to get agitated. B, I'm going to get irritated. And C, he's a kid.
Yep.
I see nothing wrong with putting a kid in shorts, t-shirts, or sweatpants and a t-shirt. Don't have me be a kid.
Do they?
I mean, don't have me be a parent. They're like, do you ever dress your child up? No. He's going to be outside all day.
I bet they dress them like that. And I'm just guessing. I'm throwing a dart at the wall here. They do that because it is a bit of an arms race to show the, you know, status against other kids and parents, but also because it's affordable at that age, and the older they get, the more expensive it gets to buy those clothes
for
them.
That's cool. Then bring them a change of clothes afterwards.
Good idea.
You know what I mean? Like you can't get mad that there's grass stains on their new jeans that you bought from Gap for like $80. And you can't get mad at the kid. Like, that's like my biggest pet peeve. I don't even care if I get in trouble for saying this. Like, when a parent comes in, and I've been in childcare since I was 18 years old. So this is just a long list of parents. Like, some of these kids are even graduating high school or like entering junior high. You cannot get mad at a child when they have grass stains and you go, what were you thinking? They were thinking like a 5-year-old. That's what they were thinking. Like, the logic of a 5-year-old is different than the logic of a 20-year-old. The logic of a 5-year-old is different than the logic of a 6-year-old.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, ooh, something shiny. That's how they think. Ooh, dirt. Ah, I'm 36. I wish 35, and I wish I could roll around in dirt and not be perceived as weird. But, like, yeah, don't dress your kids up nice. Like, I get it. Maybe you're going to grandma and grandpa's afterwards. There's nothing wrong with saying, Floyd, I'm picking up so-and-so at 5:30. Can you have them ready? You know what, Mrs. or Mr.? I sure can. I'll have them ready by 4:45.
How old are the majority of these parents? If you could ballpark it. Like, 16?
No, that's their grandparents. Sorry, that was too soon.
That's the first child.
That's the first child. No. We have pretty young parents, but we have some parents that are around my age. So, like,
let me put it this way:
we have late blooming parents. Like, it's an array. You can't put a general age on them, because like our oldest parent is like up there, and actually, I'll make a general statement: the oldest parent I've ever had was like in their 60s, and they had a 16-year-old. Like that, I've been in shock here for so long. You know what I mean? So
it's rare.
And you also got to keep in mind that sometimes the grandparent or the parent too, you know what I mean?
Sure.
So you can't really put a gauge on the age.
I'll say this. The grandparents probably don't have as many of those pitfalls or mistakes that the parents do.
Oh, right.
Because they've been there. And you, no matter what age you are, I hope this is true for everyone. In 5 years, in 7 years, in 10 years, you'll look back and go, how the hell was I so stupid? You learn.
Right. And then I used to work at a summer camp, and it was like my favorite job. And I remember this one kid, and like she was just sitting there, and I was like, why don't you want to play? And she goes, my mom said I can't get dirty. And I was like, what? You know, we're literally outside from 8:30 to like 6, you know, with the exception of like restroom breaks. But they would change for the pool and stuff, so I understand that. But like, she was like, my mom said I can't get dirty. And like, you just saw the disappointment on, and she was like maybe third or fourth grade. You just saw a disappointment on her face, like seeing all her friends run around. I'm just like, well, I'm not. And as a child care provider, you just think to yourself, like, ooh, if I hang out with you, my day is going to go so long. Because, like, you have to find something to entertain them. And they're just like, the friends are running around on scooters and playing basketball and scraping their knee and screaming in the background, and you frantically running around looking for a Band-Aid. And then there's I know, I hate that word. You hate that word. I apologize. Well, can we come up with a code name for it? I work with children.
Come up with something. And if you ever come in here with one, it'll be your last day.
Okay, first off, my first day I came in with one, and you were like, ugh! I was like, what's wrong with you? And you couldn't even say. You just pointed to it. I go, but I have a sliver on my... You said, put toilet paper around it. And I was like,
medical tape.
And I literally had to take off the B word.
Stop.
To wrap my finger up. I could have had a nub. I could have been amputated because it was
that'd be fine
bleeding
with me.
Profusely.
Yeah, remember last week we talked about handicapped parking spaces?
Yeah.
Now, so before people told us last week that you're supposed, that people take them out of their glove box or wherever and put them up when they park, mm-hmm. not to take advantage of it, and I truly mean that with the essence of the phrase, take advantage of it, but because you're not supposed to drive with the removable ones mm-hmm. on the rear view, now I see people driving with them all the time.
My mom drives with it on. I told her, I was like, you're just supposed to take it off. She goes, yeah, that's a suggestion.
I ever tell you that I hate your mom?
You love my mother.
Not after this. Knowing that she's defying the laws so brazenly.
She also has a walker and a wheel, not a wheelchair, and a cane.
Yeah, and?
She's doing big things with her body, though.
She's a brunch-going sex machine.
She is a brunch-going sex machine who hangs out with her clients. And I told her yesterday, because we went out to lunch, I said, do you know when you describe your job, you sound like a sex worker? And she's like, I do, don't I? I go, not the right response, but you do.
They're called code of ethics. She says, modest suggestions from a prior time.
For those of you guys who don't know, my mom is...
a prostitute.
She is not a prostitute. She could have been at one time. She was a hot mama back in the day. My mom works with special needs adults.
Vivid.
So the one day we called her, and I was like, what are you doing? And I had her on speakerphone. She goes, oh, I'm just hanging out, waiting until 9 o'clock for one of my clients to finish up. And I go... Wow, you sound like a complete prostitute. She goes, you heard her. She goes, oh, I do, don't I? Like, not like, oh, Floyd, don't say that, or, no, I don't. No, I do, don't
she's
I?
She's played it off for 35 years. She's a pro. She's a pro at being a pro.
Oh, my Lord.
5:59, we're going to turn the tables. Floyd has the rated game in less than 15 minutes on Q105. Good morning.
Q105.
6:12. Good morning. It's the morning reboot. You can text the show if you want. Not, it's fine. We'll still be here. 419-240-1055. Here's a question for later on for Tacos and Trivia Tuesday. We do it every Tuesday. You provide the tacos, I provide the trivia.
And I sometimes provide the prizes.
Yes, you do. You always provide the prizes. What year did Fifth Third Field open? That's one of the questions we'll get to that shortly after 7:30. You know, my implicit goal on Sunday was to not watch Game of Thrones mm-hmm. because it would have been over close to 10:30 and I would have been all hyped up and wound up and wired.
Uh-huh.
I was in bed long before 9 o'clock. So I watched it yesterday, and probably from sleeping too much over the weekend, I was up all, you said you got like 3.5 hours sleep?
3.5 hours of sleep.
If I had
the dot.
If I had a Fitbit or something else tracking my sleep, mine probably would have been less than that. I was in the middle of a Beagle sandwich last night.
Uh-huh.
I woke up before my alarm, which mm-hmm. happens once every couple of months.
Yeah.
So you'll have to forgive me if I'm a little cranky today.
Well, I'm not cranky. I was just telling you, like, when I get no sleep, I'm like, woohoo, I'm up. Like, Stefan and I talk, like, we normally talk like 2 hours a night or an hour and a half or something.
On the phone?
On the phone. What's that song? Kiss Me Through the Phone.
Remember that's...
That song, but like...
Childish.
That's not, what's that childish. It's, we're technically like a long-distance relationship,
2 hours on the phone?
Well, we're just talking about our day and stuff. Like, we text throughout the day, but it's different than actually have a verbal conversation.
Vomit.
It's called communication, Eric. Whatever. But then I was like, I'm going to go sleep. And then like I lay down, and then like 45 minutes later, I text him and said, I can't sleep. And then he texts me back. Aw, and then I apparently fell asleep between me waiting for the text, so apparently that's what I need to start doing. I can't sleep.
Text all day, talk all night, vomit.
Hey.
Your relationship makes me turns my stomach.
Does it churn your stomach to no end, you sicko?
Talking to someone all the time. Overrated. Floyd will turn the tables here for the rated game. Usually this is what I throw at him, but today, Floyd's going to hit me in the face with
yes!
all these things.
I'm ready.
Okay, no king.
No king. You gotta say it like that. Like, yes, queen, but well, no king.
I can't do that.
Try it.
I'm unable to.
First one.
Okay.
Yes, queen. I just came up with it in my head right now.
Is that vastly overrated? Monstrously overrated. Anything that people are familiar with on the internet is completely overrated.
I think it's from Broad City. Well, I guess you can still watch it on the internet, so I guess you're right. All right, Q-tips.
Overrated.
Uh-huh.
Because I think they do more damage than good.
Do you know that Q-tips are not even for your ears?
What are they for?
They're for like removing makeup under your eyes or like little dust. I went down the rabbit hole. I was like, what is a Q-tip for? Like, one article was just like, you can use it for your ear. Everyone else is like, don't put a Q-tip in your ear.
Yeah, because
like,
you push the wax in.
Uh-huh.
When I was, my mom loved telling the story when she was alive, how I, when I was a little boy, jabbed a Q-tip in my ear and punctured my eardrum.
Oh, no.
So I went all the way in.
Did it feel good, though? Because orgasms are good. Like, when you're cleaning it, you're like,
I don't remember.
Okay. Beard oil.
Oh, I don't, properly rated?
I would say so.
I don't know. I mean, what does it do? Isn't it just like hair product for your facial hair?
Yeah. See, when I went through my beard phase, which will probably come up again in fall, I used it. It didn't really do much. It just made it smell good and kind of shine.
Got it.
And like people, because I had real itchy again. I mean, had it real bad. And they're like, no, use beard oil. And so I went to like my place and spent way too much money on it. It's just literally sitting in my cupboard right now collecting dust.
If there's one way I have been blessed, like with external body features, I think I have like decent facial hair.
You do.
So like the only thing is I've never been able, like when goatees were a real thing, I could never connect right here. But everything else has been totally fine.
Ew, you with the goatee is disturbing. Don't do it.
You know what?
Don't you dare.
No, even worse, just for you, when this comes off, I'm just going to leave the mustache. I'm going to leave above the...
I didn't mind the mustache. You did that before.
Who wants a ride?
Oh, come on now.
But I don't know about beard oil. If anyone has suggestions, I'll take them.
Cell phone passwords.
Underrated.
You think they're... I think they're properly rated as someone who, like, I hate punching it in every time, and I try to use a face recognition, which sometimes it doesn't recognize my face. So
but
just
that
like,
one time you lose your phone, and everybody sees Stefan's penis.
No, that's not on my phone. Useless information. We have never exchanged that. I did it the first time, but he has never done it to me.
That one time somebody, you lose your phone, somebody goes into it, and everybody sees your mom's hour-by-hour rates.
Stop, she has coupons.
So underrated. Your mom, the only BOGO.
She has a Groupon app.
She's a prostitute on BOGO and Groupon.
You know what? My mom's a fetish. You leave her alone.
She can come in here for a sweet deal.
Come on now.
What else you got?
She got the rollback prices with her walker.
Stop, my literally.
Mom. My mom's going to be like Floyd.
It's more like the rollback position.
Peanut butter.
Underrated.
I would agree with you on that one. Okay.
It's one of the most delightful foods man has ever created.
Yeah, one of my cousins has a peanut allergy, and I just look at her. I'm like, you don't understand. You don't get to understand the meaning of life.
Overcome it. Introduce the peanuts into your body, like slowly.
And is that how that works?
I think I
don't want to kill her, but she needs to understand the. Whenever time I meet a child with a peanut allergy, I'm like, oh, you don't understand the goodness of a peanut butter and jelly. And then they're like, well, there's alternatives. So, like, when I used to work at the other school before I transferred over here, we had a kid with a peanut allergy. So, we had to, like, take everything out because apparently if you rub up against it or look at it, EpiPen. So, we bought the alternative of sunflower butter.
Right.
Not the same.
It's okay.
It's not the same.
Right. It's not.
I'm set in my ways as a peanut butter person. But I was just like... So I would like have to eat it like, this is so good. The other kids would be like, this is nasty. I'm like, oh, we can't. So-and-so has an allergy. Stop it.
I have a variety of butters.
Okay.
And they're all usually for protein shakes. But I can't go by the spoonful except for peanut butter.
All right. The DC universe.
Like in like
in movies.
Oh,
well, I know.
Properly rated, and it's rated very poorly.
You think it properly rated? Because like when I made the list, I was like, all I can think of is Aquaman and Wonder Woman. I was like, but then there's Justice League, Suicide Squad, and that horrible Batman movie, the Batman versus Superman.
Yeah.
So I was like,
I haven't seen Aquaman. I have to rent it.
My favorite activity, floss.
Vastly underrated.
Thank you. I tried to tell people. That is the extension of bad breath. If stuff gets collected in there, I'm like, just...
And if you don't take care of your gums, they'll bleed. Then you'll lose bone. You'll have bone loss. Your teeth will fall out.
So one time, I asked my mother, I will floss every hour on the hour if I could. But this one time, I forgot to do it for like a month. And my gums were like, hey. Mm-hmm. Right, right.
Like you got punched in the mouth?
Yeah, they were like, don't ever neglect us again. And then and also, if you don't forget to floss, if you forget to floss for a while, you get swollen gums too because you go up there and your gums like
And then you've got to put the floss back in to toughen them up. 6:20 with the morning reboot. There's not a lot of news except for what happened at the Cathedral of Notre Dame yesterday, but some local stuff in Sylvania. We'll get to both next.
Good news, bad news, breaking news, fake news, local news, and even real news.
And yeah.
Just the news you need with the morning reboot with Eric Chase on Q105.
So we messed up the date, did we?
We did. And it was my fault because you asked me. I said, yeah.
419 day is Friday. But beginning May 1st, you can hit downtown Sylvania and enjoy an alcoholic beverage outdoors. Sidora? Sora? Whatever you'd like to call it, Dora is coming back.
I like that, Sidora.
The safety committee finalized and then scaled back the footprint and hours of operation from the initial proposal. The district now includes primarily a two-block stretch along Main between Haymarket and 5758 Main to the north and the north side of Monroe to the south, a section of Maplewood Avenue running from Sylvania Garden Apartments and Main to about halfway between Main and Summit included. In all, a pretty manageable area. The Dora will be in effect from noon to midnight daily. According to Sylvania Police Chief Rick Schnorr, said the district will be simple to patrol and assure the committee that any issues that may arise can and will be dealt with quickly once reported. City Attorney Leslie Brinning noted council can adjust the boundaries and hours at any time, and the legislation includes language directing the city to review the district and its operation at least annually.
Welcome.
If Toledo can manage it.
Yeah, we do knock on wood. We've done pretty good, and we have two.
We do. We do uptown and then downtown. The downtown one, which is like an amoeba, it's always shape-shifting depending on the day.
Yeah,
which goes to show you that we've been responsible with it. Next up, it was a story that I think most of us follow to some degree yesterday, and at the very least saw some of the pictures. Millions of dollars in donations poured in yesterday after the world-famous Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris was saved after a massive fire that had threatened to gut the 800-year-old landmark. The blaze, which burned for hours, collapsed the cathedral's spire and spread to one of its rectangular towers. Throngs of spectators watched in stunned horror from nearby buildings, bridges, and streets. The video footage showed fire and smoke spewing from the architectural marvel, home to priceless works of art. The cathedral was in the midst of a $6.8 million renovation project, and French President Macron pledged to rebuild the church and said a national fundraising campaign would be launched today. Arson was ruled out as well as a possible terror-related motive. Officials later added that the blaze could be linked to renovation work. I'm not religious. I'm aware of the building. We've all heard of the story of the Hunchback of Notre Dame or Notre Dame. I'm always mesmerized when you think about like the old world, like stuff here. When I go home to Philadelphia, arguably one of the birthplaces of our nation, stuff is like 300 years old.
Yeah.
If that, this stuff is nearly 1,000 years old.
Yeah. Even before we were thought of.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So I think this thing was built like in 1180 or so.
Mm-hmm.
So that's 500, that's half a millennium before anybody came over here.
Mm-hmm.
Now, granted, there were Native Americans here first, but the structures weren't necessarily here.
Mm-hmm.
Starbucks is offering a new way for you to get free stuff. They're changing their rewards loyalty program, allowing members to earn stars, a.k.a. reward points, sooner and use the points to buy more items than before. We know that with loyalty programs, people like to have different options for redeeming. Under the new points earning structure, depending on what you want, in as little as 2 or 3 visits, you can have it. In the redesigned program, Starbucks credit and debit holder debit card holders will be able to accrue points with no expiration date.
Yes, that's me.
Is that good for you?
Mm-hmm.
So the things couldn't roll over or anything?
I always use mine as soon as I got it, so I never even got that far. But I know my one coworker, she has a lot of points. She's been saving them for like forever. So this is going to be good for us.
Last thing, we had our friend John Presloyd, local guy from UTMC on Jeopardy not that long ago. Last night, after an 8th straight win, James Holzhauser now holds the highest total winnings of any player since Ken Jennings. He's up to $460,000. surpassing Dave Madden's total of $430,000 over 19 games, though. An aggressive wager strategy helped propel Holzhauer into the second place in less than half as many games while setting a new record for single-day winnings along the way, $110,000. Still has a long way to go to catch Ken Jennings, his 74-game total of $2.5 million. He's next set to face two new challengers tonight when he goes for his ninth straight win. I also believe... I think I read that he's sending hidden messages and shout-outs via his daily double wagers and whatnot.
Is he really?
Like, he's betting friends and loved ones' birthdays with wagers.
Oh, that's smart.
That's slick.
That is. I wish I was smart like that.
You are smart.
I'm not Jeopardy smart. Like, sometimes there's stuff and I'm just like,
You know what you know?
Now, you get me on Carmen Sandiego, I can name Ecuador from... San Francisco, okay?
I hope so. Different continents. 637, that's your news. It's Eric and Floyd, the morning reboot. Text the show, 419-240-1055. Since you don't normally look, do you want to guess how many people at the moment they've counted as tuning into the premiere of Game of Thrones?
I know it's estimated like a billion. I'm going to say just under that.
Just under a billion? I'm going to hold you at that.
Just under
it's
that.
It's less. I'll give you that as a hint. We'll get to that and more before 7. 6:50, good morning. It's the morning reboot. You cannot text into the show. Our number is 419-240-1055. $1,000 payoff in about 2 hours from now. We'll give you a national keyword to text to another number, so pay close attention. And then if you miss it at around 8:50 or so, you have until 9:20 to catch that word from us and text in to win. Hi, Floyd.
Hello.
So, I asked you, by the way, we're brought to you by Mike Buck, State Farm in Sylvania, hashtag SumPig. A couple of minutes ago, I asked you, how many people do you believe watched the first episode of the new season of Game of Thrones? You said a little less than a billion.
Yeah, but I'm going to give you a more accurate number. I'm going to say 100 million.
You realize like 100 million is like Super Bowl numbers, right?
Yeah, well, that's worldwide because it all premiered at the same time. That's why everything crashed.
In this case, they only really do U.S. ratings.
Oh,
but.
Then I'll just 27 million.
You're probably close there. they registered 17.4 million viewers on Sunday across multiple airings and some streaming. That was the biggest telecast in HBO's history and the most watched scripted entertainment program of the year. Before that was Big Bang Theory with about 14 million back on February 7th. But the crazy thing is everybody gets CBS. Like if you can shove a hanger into your TV, you can get CBS.
Yes.
You got like HBO is premium cable. So The numbers that they're so big is a big deal. It's like Game of Thrones is likely, if not without a doubt, the biggest show on TV at this point. The seventh season grew to an average of about 32 million viewers per episode after streaming viewership was added. So we can only guess what kind of numbers it'll get on May 19th, the series finale. To give you an idea of 32 million, if I'm not mistaken, American Idol in its great years, in its golden era, was about 25, 27 million.
Yes.
And again, over the air Fox TV back then. Mm-hmm. How much did I bore you with Game of Thrones stuff already?
No. I was trying to see what the biggest season finale of a show was ever.
Might be like MASH.
MASH.
How many people?
I'm trying to gaze it.
40 million?
Doesn't say. Oh, 106 million people watched MASH's finale 35 years ago.
It's because it was like no internet and people had for real, like people had nothing to do.
My grandma and granddad used to love that show. And I remember just sitting there just like, I don't get it.
Me
but
too.
Like, as I got older, like I found myself watching reruns and I was like, I don't get it. But it was always on at like late night when I couldn't sleep or early in the morning. It was always on.
I still don't have loose cannon pay gap Comives in here to talk about his equal pay thing that he's put forth at city council. I always find it an interesting discussion that of many of the discussions that we could talk about these days, it really lacks the nuance. So let's dig into how much some of the actors and actresses for Game of Thrones are being paid. The big names, the heavy hitters, were all making about $150,000 an episode when they started out. Then, in 2014, some of the bigger names got pay increases to $300,000 an episode, according to Deadline. So that's your boy Peter Dinklage, Kit Harington, Lena Headey, Emilia Clarke, and Nikolai Coster-Waldau. They didn't negotiate as a group, but the deals one by one did. They did deals one by one, extending their contracts for a seventh season. Then in August of 2017, those pretty much same group of actors got bumped up to $500,000 an episode. Now it's even larger. In October of 2018, The Hollywood Reporter estimated that Harrington, Clark, Dinklage, and Hedy and Koster Waldau are making about $1.2 million an episode.
Oh.
Now, it should be noted, here's where the pay gap comes into play.
Mm-hmm.
And people seemingly overlook this. It should be noted that these salaries are only relevant for the bigger name characters listed above. Sophie Turner, who plays Sansa Stark, or... before he died, Shanja.
Mm-hmm. I like that name.
She's not making as much. Sophie Turner shared that Kit Harington makes more than her on the show, but it doesn't bother her. She tells Harper's Bazaar that demanding equal pay is tricky. Harington, she said, has a bigger storyline than she does, so it makes sense that he would make more. And for the last series, he had something like crazy 70-night shoots, and I didn't have that many. I was like, you know what? You keep that money.
Right, right. I'm going to keep my sanity.
Whenever this pay gap comes up, I realize that there are like studios and bosses and corporations that seemingly out of just long held reaction defer to men. But I'm all for, you know, you get paid for the work that you're doing, man, woman, black, white, Indian, Asian, Pacific Islander, Aquaman, mermaid. Get paid for what you're doing.
Aquaman, mermaid.
I'm glad that, you know, she put the nuance in that, like, he's working more than I am.
Right.
He should get paid more.
Right.
Your girl.
Which one?
Bebe Rexha.
Oh, Bletta. Oh, good
she
old Bletta.
Opening up about her mental health, and she revealed on Monday on Twitter that she's bipolar, sharing her diagnosis with millions of followers in a series of emotional tweets. For the longest time, and I can totally relate to this, back in like 2005, for the longest time, I didn't understand why I felt so sick, why I felt lows that made me not want to leave my house or be around people, and why I felt highs that wouldn't let me sleep, wouldn't let me stop working or creating music. With the exception of her manic second half of that part, I didn't get that much, but I often felt like, why do I feel like crap? Like, my life is good. I have someone like Floyd as a friend back then, and I was like, I don't get it. Like, everything in my life is good. Why do I feel like crap? So I can relate to her. I'm bipolar, and I'm not ashamed anymore. That's all. The Grammy-nominated artist asked her fans for acceptance amid her mental health journey. I don't want you to feel sorry for me. I just want you to accept me. She also shared the diagnosis inspired her new approach to making music. This next album will be my favorite album ever because I'm not holding anything back. I love you all very much, and I hope you accept me as I am. I'm pretty sure her fans will have no problem accepting her. Idiots will take shots at her, I'm sure, but
they're idiots. Like, you totally led with that. And despite what you think, I don't mind her.
You don't hate her as much as Camila Cabello.
Oh, you're right about that. Hate's a strong word.
You dislike her.
Yeah.
I hope beyond her having a cathartic moment by sharing that diagnosis of hers, she gets some help. Whether it's counseling, some kind of non-traditional or unconventional therapy, medication. Do you want to feel better, Bletta? Then do what Ms. makes Rexha? You feel good.
But yeah. Oh, by the way, that's her real name. I got asked that on opening day. Why do you keep calling Bebe Rexha Bletta?
How do you spell it?
B-L-E-T-A. Bletta.
Not a fan. I'm sure it has some kind of like foreign...
Yeah.
Denotation, but Lori Loughlin and her husband Massimo Giannulli have pleaded not guilty to two conspiracy charges in the college admissions scandal. They also waived the right to appear in court for an arraignment on money laundering charges. Loughlin's not guilty plea to charges of conspiracy to commit fraud and conspiracy to commit money laundering is her first substantive response in the case. They appeared in federal court in Boston a couple of weeks ago, but they'd not publicly indicated how they plan to plead until now. Each of the two charges are punishable by up to 20 years in prison. And to throw out just what kind of idea of people are coming to the aid of the Notre Dame Cathedral, his name is François-Henri Pinault. I hope I said that as best as I could. He's a 56-year-old French billionaire. And he is also the husband of Selma Hayek.
Oh, okay.
She shared a photo on Instagram. As many others, I'm in deep shock and sadness to witness the beauty of Notre Dame turn into smoke. I love you, Paris. They've pledged to donate $100 million for the repairs of the cathedral. Pinault's dad, also Francois, 82-year-old father, is worth an estimated $37.3 billion.
Ooh, what do you do with that money?
You rebuild.
You rebuild the cathedral.
Yeah, you build
and
that.
And like, I demand you rename that after me.
6:59 with the morning reboot. Surprising things that your mom and dad like. Where are we going to go with this with your mom? I forget where this stemmed from.
I discovered that she liked a certain type of music genre.
Okay.
Threw me for a loop.
Hang on to that. You find out things about your parents that you never knew before. We'd like to hear yours in less than 15 minutes. Our number to call or text, 419-240-1055. It's the Morning Reboot. Good morning, Eric, Chase, and Floyd. We're brought to you by Mike Buck, State Farm in Sylvania.
Q105.
A little bit of fun. Also, after 7:30 this morning, tacos and trivia. Tuesday, surprises up for grabs if you know 419 Toledo trivia, because it is a 419 day coming up on Friday. Sorry, we messed up Thursday.
It's okay.
It's
Toledo. They were just like, oh, okay. It happens.
It's not funny, but because I can make light of a situation and still recognize the severity of it, when I saw that what they started building the Cathedral of Notre Dame in 1180 and they didn't finish it for like 200 years later, I immediately thought, man, same people here are filling our potholes.
Mm-hmm. Because that one on Alexis Road has been there since I was in junior high. Right there.
It's practically a monument to itself.
It's, take that, Christmas weed. We have year-round pothole.
In the recent times, both of us have come across some things that we were surprised to find out about our parents.
Mm-hmm.
When my dad was going through a medical issue, he quickly threw out, I was about to have sex.
Yeah.
And it shook me to the core. And I knew that he did it on purpose because he didn't want me to be concerned with the medical issue that he had with some chest pain. He wanted me to focus on his dad, he wanted his son to know that he's still interested in sex, which I had considered my mom and dad only were together accidentally twice in their life. I mean, you just don't want to think about your parents being interested in sex, even though I found some materials of my father's when I was rummaging through his nightstand one day, and I was then taken aback as well.
No.
So, yes, my parents having interest in that was troubling for me to digest, but you recently found out something surprising about Dear Donna.
I did, and it happened at brunch this past Sunday when my mother lost her G-darn mind to country music. She likes country music. And we went out to dinner last night, and we furthered this investigation. She is a fan. She knows more than one country artist. And by more than one, there is a long list of people that she likes. She named like Loretta Lynn and obviously Dolly Parton, because everyone likes at least one Dolly Parton song, 9 to 5. But like,
I don't.
Whatever. You're not human. You're an alien. But like, she started naming Aaron Neville. And like, she loves, you know, her favorite country artist is?
I don't.
Billy Ray Cyrus. I was like, don't he only have one song? She's like, don't you dare taint the name of Mr. Cyrus. And I said, what?
So
this is a thing. She likes country music.
419-240-1055. What's the most surprising thing you've ever found out about your parents that just staggered you?
And I'm just not like that. You like what you like, right? You just like what you like. But however, I'm 35. I lived with my mom on and off until I was like 34. Like, I'm just a newborn adult man baby out on his own right now. We've never once listened to one country song growing up. Not one. I think country music was introduced by me when Goodbye Earl came out. And I was like, I love this song, Ma. And she's like, okay. And lo and behold, she was a closeted country person. She just came out to me Sunday.
419-240-1055. Surprising things you found out about your parents. Like, she literally sits at the nexus of the discussion of Lil Nas X. A black guy and a country song, so she must love it.
She was the one who corrected us. Remember, I was like, how does my mom know this? Lo and behold, 2 days later, she'd come out the country-loving closet and be like, Floyd, sit down. I have something to tell you. I'm like, oh, Lord, she's about to tell me she has a big C. Lo and behold, it was another big C.
Wait, what's the big
cancer?
C?
Cancer.
Oh.
I was like, oh, my God, Mom, don't tell me this right now. And she's like, I got to tell you something. I was like, oh, Lord, she's about to tell me. She's going to die, and I got to take care of everyone. My sister's not going to hold up well. She's just like, Floyd, I like country music. I wanted to throw my mashed potatoes and mimosa in her face.
You can remove the cancer. I don't know if you can take the country out of a 60-year-old black prostitute.
Oh, no. And then she was like, you know. So then, like, after she told me, like, anyone who comes out, they felt very comfortable with themselves. She's like, you know, Miranda Lambert's coming to Toledo. And I go, ugh, mother, how dare you? She's like, I like Miranda. She's like, you know, she used to be married to, she's like, and she knows all about them. How, like, how, kind of how, like, how I know, like, about all the pop star girls that I obsess with. Like, I unleash unuseless information. Well, that's her, but, like, I know nothing about them. So anytime she tells me something, I'm just like, that's cool, mom. And I walk away. I'm like, who is this woman? I don't even know her anymore.
Does she ask you when you come home or when you go in? She's like, hey, will you tell Cliff and Lynn that I said hi? How's Gary doing? Is Gary back from his cancer surgery?
She probably does. Like, and that's the other thing. And when I drive her car, her stations, there's not one damn country station. I bet it's on like the FM 2. You know how they have the
nobody
FM
goes
2?
To that.
No, never go. And I bet my mom, when she's like, my kids ain't around. Like a parent sneaking a cigarette outside right. the house. She runs to her Dodge Journey and sits there and listens to K100.
I have two questions. One, and if you could text us what you were surprised to find out about your parents, hit us 419-240-1055. Why do you think she's kept this from you? And two, what was the genesis of her interest in country music?
But like, okay, so let's bring everything full circle. So like, you know, I'm gay. So when I came out, everyone's like, well, we had a clue. And like, you come out and they're like, well, okay, he had all these points. Now, like when she told me she liked country music, like I sat back and I was like,
were there hints?
There were hints all through our life, but never once did a full length single ever play in our house. Like I told you, like she had the Randy Travis cassette tapes and I was just like, but he was also on like Untouched by an Angel and all those TV shows when growing
pop
up.
Pop stars.
Right. So I was like, oh, that's the guy from Grandma's Show with the Della Reese Black Angel lady.
Like, sure, I love Rascal Flatts, What Hurts the Most. Right. They made it into a dance song. Right.
And for me, I thought it was a Cascada song first. I did. I didn't know it was a remake. No. I'm so late behind the times. But anyways, I digress. So I'm just like, there were all these signs. We did grow up in Arizona. She did have cowboy boots and a fringe jacket coat. She did. She had like the denim wash coat with the white leather fringe.
That's what it is. It's Arizona.
That was like these sudden hits that she gave us. And that's, besides living in Toledo, that was the longest place we ever lived. And I was like,
that's what it was.
Maybe it tainted her.
The Southwest. But like,
it didn't rub off on me.
You were too young.
Maybe I was too immune to it. I was like, get away from me. But no, she likes country music.
I was just looking for a song and I can't find it. But if we ever have her on the show, she's welcome to come in.
If you ever did a Throwback Thursday with her with probably country music, I would probably leave the room. I would Maury out this building like, Eric, I can't take it no more. And I just run out. You find the camera crew follows me. I'm in the hallway crying in front of K100. And my mom's like, can I go in that building? Can I go in that studio instead?
We can do that with your mom. Throwback country songs like Shania Twain, Faith Hill, Tim McGraw, Live Like You're Dying.
Who's the one that she's... Oh, Brooks and Dunn. I was like, I had to Google who that was.
That
was
guy
like,
had a mustache.
She likes... I'm like, oh my Lord, who are you? Donna Maria Anderson of Toledo, Ohio. Who are you?
If she comes in, I want her intro song to be Man, I Feel Like a Woman.
I'm like, bow, bow. She would totally do her little Donna dance too.
Tacos and Trivia Tuesday on the way. We'll celebrate 419 Day with lots of Toledo questions. 7:33. Good morning. It's the morning reboot on Q105. Be ready to call in just a minute. We have Tacos and Trivia Tuesday coming up in a minute. Hang on for that. First up, let me introduce our friend Jordan Tomase from BCSN and BCA. And it's BCAN's birthday this week.
Yeah, Friday, 419 day.
Happy birthday.
Thanks. So we're going to be out celebrating.
Where will you and Allie? Will Allie be out?
Yeah, Allie will probably be with me. All the BCAN crew, Tim McMahon, Bridget Burnett, who was in the studio with you guys a couple weeks ago.
Yep.
Yeah, so we'll be all out around Toledo just showcasing all the cool little gems and places.
Nice. Like from beginning of the day till the end? Like is there any rough schedule out already?
We're deciding all that today.
Okay.
So I can let you know later this week. But yeah, we're just kind of figure out where we're going to go all day and just be out and about in Toledo.
Well, there's a
drag show at Georgia that I'm performing in.
Oh my gosh. I need to go. My friends and I were talking about we need to see you.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, because we were at a drag show in Nashville, a drag show brunch, which was amazing. And I was trying to send you a video, and I was telling my friend about it. And I said your stage name, and she was like, what? I follow him on Instagram. We need to go see him. She was like starstruck. I'm like, yeah, I know him. I'm friends with him. And she's like, what?
I do exist.
You do?
Yeah.
In great ways. All right, let's get to tacos and trivia.
Nothing says Toledo like tacos, trivia, and Eric Chase. We've got two of the three right now.
Tacos, Taco Tuesday.
On Q105's The Morning Reboot.
You can call us to answer these Toledo-centric questions, 419-240-1055. And the you're responsible for the tacos. I have the trivia. Floyd has the prize.
Yes, listen, you can hear it. There it is. Just got to put your information on there and it's yours. But you got to answer the five questions correctly.
What's the prize?
It is... I was going to read, it says, prize sheet winner. I was going to read the whole thing. It is a 3-pack of tickets to the Mud Hens versus the Columbus Clippers this Saturday at 5:05 p.m.
And as BCSN's Jordan Tomase pointed out, you said Francisco Lindor from the Indians will be there?
Yeah, I believe so. He's going to be there because he's rehabbing.
Yeah,
so
he's like maybe the third best player in all of baseball.
And what?
Yeah, he's had some leg injuries, and he's going to be down there rehabbing. I hadn't heard, but it's good to know. Good ball player. You might find him attractive, too.
Is he breathing?
Yeah, yes.
Yes. He's like, yes.
Hi, are you still there? Hello? We lost him. 419-240-1055. Answer these five questions. You win the tickets. 419-240-1055.
What was the one what was the first question you said earlier? Like the little...
Oh, the tease?
The little preview question.
I'll let Jordan go for this one. What year, and call now to answer these questions for Tacos and Trivia Tuesday, what year did Fifth Third Field open?
You want me to answer that right now?
Do you know?
I guess.
Take a guess.
I say...
Can you reference anything? Like your first time going and put it around some...
I want to say I was younger. I want to say in the 2000s, early 2000s.
Yes. I think I have a clue
2001, 2002?
Yes-ish.
Oh,
I would,
okay.
See, I was going to say 2001. Really, people? I was going to say 2001 because I remember being in high school.
Do you remember that? This is not an official question. 419-240-1055. Floyd, do you remember the name of where they played before?
The Ned Skeleton Stadium.
Yes. Jordan, you remember where it is?
It is somewhere, isn't it in Maumee, isn't it, kind of?
Yeah.
I don't know, like, the road, but it's, I know, like,
I think
the
it's
area.
On Key.
Center. Yeah,
it's the Lucas County Fairgrounds.
Yeah. I think they're trying to figure out what to do with it right now, because it's just sitting.
Not much happens besides Rib Fest and some other things that happen. I think they wanted to do some retail and trendy apartments or condos.
That'd be cool.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be fun. Mm-hmm.
Can you get years of pig smell out of the place?
Ooh, that's a tough one. Febreze it?
And then I remember
like it's not everything.
What's going on here? Do you want these tickets or not? Do you at least?
We have callers. They just keep hanging up.
Answer the questions. You'll win the tickets. And I know you might not even want the tickets. You just want to answer the questions. 419-240-1055. The Halloween thing used to be there for a long time too.
Oh, the haunted hayride.
I didn't do the hayride, but they had haunted houses at the fairgrounds.
Yes, I remember that.
What? Why are you laughing? Why are you looking at me?
Because you're here.
Oh.
You're better looking than... Actually, you both have boyfriends, so never mind.
I'm your little milk dud. You haven't said it all week.
You are a milk dud. You are a milk dud.
Is that your little nickname?
Yeah, it's my little milk dud.
I love it.
Oh, we got a call. Hurry, get it. Hurry. Ah! Anxious.
Hi, good morning. It's
Q105. Hi, I just want to say good morning to my brother.
Is this my sister?
Yay.
Hi, Tiana. This is Tiana. Do you want to play trivia with us? It's about Toledo.
No, I don't know anything.
Oh, my sister called. Eric, this is my sister.
How many clients of your mom's can you name?
Oh, my mom?
Can you pass me a client list or some of the options when you see her next time?
Oh, my God.
Tiana. Like, what does $22 get me?
Shut up.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
I'm on my way to work.
All right. Well, I'll text you later.
All right.
You can just call me your brother-in-law.
Bye.
Bye, Tiana. Tiana or Tiana?
It's Tiana.
So like Rihanna.
But nobody Tiana. Said. So like she explains, she's named after my aunt Tina, and my grandma. Her name is Anna. So together it's Tiana.
Tiana. Got it. I like that.
Hi, who's this with us?
This is Kelsey.
Is it Kelsey with a K?
It is Kelsey with a K.
This is
Wait, is this my Kelsey who's going to Puerto Rico?
Is it?
Maybe. Or isn't it? It is totally you. Hey, girl, hey. You know her, too.
You're so popular right now. Oh, my gosh.
Puerto Rico.
Oh, I can't roll my R's.
I've been saying it ultra aggressively this week just because.
To make it happen sooner?
Oh, yeah. No, well, yeah. I mean, just because. I'm like Anita from West Side Story going back to the homeland.
Oh, I'm the only one who got that reference, girl.
I knew it.
I like musical reference.
I like Spanish girls. Yeah. Kelsey, do you want to answer these questions? When do you go away?
I leave Monday.
Oh, she can go to the game.
You can totally go to the Mother's right, game.
Answer these questions. Yeah. We'll try to make these as easy as possible. What's the tallest building in Toledo? Fifth Third Center, Tower on the Maumee, Commodore Perry?
It's the Tower on the Maumee, isn't it?
No,
it's the glass tower. No. It's the fiberglass tower. Whatever the fuck it's called. What's it called?
No, Kelsey!
Oh my god.
Did you hang up on her?
I did.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, Kelsey.
It's that kind of morning.
You know who didn't cuss? My sister.
I know.
You know why? She doesn't cuss.
She respects the show.
Respect. Put some respect on it.
7:41. We'll continue this. Hang on. 7:53 on Q105 with the morning reboot on a Tacos and Trivia Tuesday. Never mind. I won't get angry about it. We have other things to cover. It's Eric and Floyd. We're brought to you by Mike Buck State Farm in Sylvania. Our friend Jordan Tomase is here. Our self-professed number one Taylor Swift fan in all of Northwest Ohio.
Wow, Jordan, that's a big title.
Jordan Strack be damned. So what's happening on April 26th?
I mean, I don't know if you heard. She might be dropping a new album, or she's hinting at it. She's dropping something, hopefully a new single, a new album. But yeah, there's a countdown, but there's a lot of theories going on
out
there.
What theories are there?
People think she's going to announce that she's engaged, which I think, no, that she's pregnant, that it might be a single. She's in the musical Cats right now, so people think it might be a single for that, which I'll be very upset. But yeah, there's all these wild theories. And I mean, people are like counting the diamonds in her like photos that she releases, and like 46 diamonds, and it's going to be this and this, and it's crazy. So
I would think that it would be better for what you're hoping for, like a fun, up-tempo, shake-it-off pop song.
Yes, I hope it's a fun, upbeat summer song. But, Floyd, do you think it's going to be...
I think it's going to be a ballad, like just one of those, I'm an artist, you know what I mean? Just
like Wildest Dreams kind of song?
Yeah, not even that, but like I just think she's going to be like... Remember like back in the day when Pink was like, oh, I'm so popular, but I'm going to unleash this ballad just to prove that I'm an artist. Lady Gaga did it too, and we're like, no. No. You need to give me a club banger now.
But Taylor Swift,
Look What You Made Me Do Part 2.
Which was garbage.
No.
It was.
No, it was a jam.
It was no Delicate.
I just like
it was no Shake It Off.
Good,
but she's metamorphosed as an artist. Like she was a country star, then she was a country pop star. I think for what you're hoping for, Jordan, you should hope that it's something from Cats.
No, I don't want it to be from Cats.
But
gay person here. Okay, so the person she plays in Cats, she doesn't have a ballad, but she has a duet with Grizabella, who's played by Jennifer Hudson, and that duet's going to be amazing.
Wow.
It's called Memory.
Like two is better than one. Don't you remember that? With the guy from Boys Like Girls? It was a ballad. It was a great ballad.
Oh, I know what you're talking about now. Yeah. Wow, that's a throwback. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
I just think you're more likely to get something ballady, mid-tempo, or like Delicate or Wildest Dreams.
Delicate was good though.
If she's doing something about her apparently very blissful life now.
I don't know. I just think give the people what they want. We want a summer bop. We want to just jam to it and not have to look too hard into it. Like,
but that's how I'm with you though. Like that's how consumers think. That's like we're like we want that, but
right.
In her head she's like, I've done this.
Wait, no,
I've done that.
She is an enterprise. She is a corporation. She is in it to make money.
But most of those big music machines are. But then they do something off
Not
it's
her.
It's going to be slower. I'm telling you, it's going to be slower.
Okay,
she follows the formula. Why did we see a bearded, homeless-looking Mike Posner on the Today Show?
What is happening? Because he's walking across America.
Why?
He's just not even that interesting. It says Mike Posner walking across America.
Why?
Because his career's done. He has nothing else to do.
Stop it.
That's kind of mean. I know. I'm sorry.
It's actual the Walk Across America Day.
Oh.
And he's starting.
He walks real fast.
I mean,
he has two songs that people probably know. Cooler Than Me, and I Took a Pill.
You need
in
to
Ibiza.
Say it in his voice.
I like you.
That's right. He's a whisper mumbler.
I took a pill
and he's Ibiza. From the Detroit area, and for all accounts, a good dude. But yeah, we saw a picture of him on the Today Show, and he's nearly unrecognizable.
He's so different.
He's like a slimmed down Zach Galifianakis with all that facial and
yes.
And here's my thing. When I see these artists, he looks way older than me.
How old is he?
Only 31.
Really?
He looks like he's a...
He does look old.
Yeah, he looks like Noah.
Yes.
That man with the ark.
That man with the ark.
Jordan, where are you on all the Avengers movies? I think there's 22 up until the one that comes out in 2 weeks.
I've probably seen three. So I got some catching up to do.
You do. You've time, though. This is the end, Floyd. One more Stan Lee cameo for Endgame. Mm-hmm. And then there was the nice tribute at the beginning of Captain Marvel. But this is it. There's no more after this.
No more Stan Lee?
No more Stan. But tell me they can't digitize. They can't Princess Leia him.
They can't. Right. But here's the thing. I'm indebted to that man. He made me comfortable to be a nerd. I wanted to be a superhero growing up.
How'd that work out for you?
Well, I'm still on ground and talking to you.
What superhero did you want to be?
Oh, I just wanted to have like... Any power. Like I wanted to be invisible and fly.
Those are a power.
Whoa. Pick one.
So you're that person.
Yeah.
I'd be invisible.
I think me too.
Be invisible.
Would you ever wear clothes?
Yeah. Remember the movie Mystery Men? He could only get invisible when he got naked and no one could look at him to get invisible?
No.
You don't remember that? They're like, you can't look at me. No one can look at me to be invisible. And they all like turned away and he became invisible.
I don't.
And they were like, and the joke was, are you invisible yet, man? He's like, I don't know. Tell me. And they're like, well, we can't. And then when they every time they turn around, he like appear again. It was a funny movie. It was a horrible movie, but it was funny. It was a Ben Stiller movie. Oh, early Ben Stiller.
Very awful.
And the one of the main characters was Kel from Kenan and Kel.
What a good show. Wait, what was the movie called again?
Mystery Men.
I'm going to Google it.
Add that to your Marvel list.
Yeah.
7:59 with the morning reboot on Q105. Jordan from BCSN is here with us. A paddle full of ladies is just a couple of minutes away.
Q105.
I'm in love with the shape of you.
8:11 with the morning reboot on
Q105.
I don't know what's up with the phones today. They must be broken. People must be miserable.
We had calls. It just every time we answered, they just...
Save Jordan from being persecuted, from being the only lady on the panel full of ladies. First lady to call gets tickets to a Mud Hens game later on this week. We need two ladies for the panel full of ladies, 419-240-1055. So what are you going to do now? Are you going to dump Danny Amendola for Julian Edelman?
It's a tie. I don't know.
I think... Julian Edelman was with Olivia Culpo for a long time.
No, Danny was.
Oh, okay.
You got him mixed up.
I confused my bearded.
I mean, they kind of look similar. So.
I confused my bearded Patriots receivers.
It's okay. But yeah, Danny was with her for a long time.
And then did they break up?
Yeah, he got caught kind of like cheating on her. He was with some other girl in Miami, and then she was very upset. But now they're kind of back together, I think. They've been seeing each other on like Instagram. So,
if your boyfriend was a professional athlete, like a pretty good, like some renown, would you have any level of jealousy or fear?
I don't even think I could date a professional athlete.
Totally
no,
could.
I don't know. I think it's just. I feel like all they do is cheat, and that's so sad.
Okay. Yeah.
So I couldn't live with that. But yeah, no, I would be extremely jealous. I feel like every girl would be. So you never know what they're doing.
With and always on the road and traveling.
Right. Yeah, it's just sketch.
I'm sure some of the stories that you hear are they're embellished truths, but I'm sure there's a lot of truth to a lot of them.
Yeah, I've even heard stuff about like Eric Decker and how like he'll go out to the bars or the clubs and they make all the girls put their cell phones away
right.
so that way nobody can take pictures or say like what's happening and yep. it's like it's so yep. sad. I don't know if it's true, but
if you want to hook up with me and have me cheat on the woman that I care about, I need you to put your phone away.
It's yeah.
But some women will be like that. They'll be like no problem.
Right? Yeah.
No problem.
Yeah.
I believe they're called Jersey Chasers.
Yes, that's the term.
All right, let's get in here.
I know what you're talking about. I was taking phone calls.
I know you're like welcome
Did
back.
Did I turn my mic on?
Yeah, I had to turn it back on. Sorry. So you can get the calls. Hi, Nicole.
Hello.
Nicole's 44, married, has kids. They're probably yours, right?
Yes.
Where do you live?
Mommy.
Mommy, good stuff. And
four. Yes.
Hi, Marcia. Good morning.
Good morning.
Marcia, where are you from?
Mommy.
Any kids?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Oh, yes. How many?
Eight.
Eight?
Oh. Wow, that's a lot of kids.
Eight?
Eight is great.
That is a dynasty. All right. First question is for, we'll go Nicole, Marcia, then Jordan. Nicole, who is the worst person you know?
The worst person I know. Yes. Oh, wow.
Like you think of them and you seethe.
I really don't have like that kind of reaction to someone.
Because you've forgotten about them.
Pretty much, yes. Okay.
All right. Marcia, who's the worst person you know?
Oh, I guess I don't want to say that on the radio.
Why not? Let them have
they
a taste.
They might be listening.
I hope everybody's listening. But what are the chances that one person, maybe they heard you on the air like, screw this, Marsha's on, I'm done. All right, well, at least I get to hear the reaction. Jordan, who's the worst person you know?
I think I'm with Nicole. I don't know anybody. Nobody comes to mind that I just absolutely loathe.
I'll come back around to Nicole. Nicole, if I said, like, the worst person that you can think of, like, just on the planet, whether a celebrity or whoever, would that be an easier answer for you?
Yeah, it probably would. you know, it's so stupid, but I just don't like Hillary Clinton.
Okay, that's fine. Marcia?
Keeping it positive. I mean, Hitler. Well,
so far as I know, he's not around, but he's always a good answer to go to with who do you hate? Jordan?
A celebrity?
Anybody.
Oh my gosh, I don't even know.
News person, TV person, reality show character.
That looks like
Floyd.
Floyd's
picture is 18.
Is that you?
No, sorry,
I'm a little ADD. I was just trying to look for celebrity inspiration. Oh, gosh.
Don't look at that wall.
I don't know. You're putting me on the spot.
I know. Tough questions today. Nicole, next question. What's the worst food you've ever tasted? That is, yeah. What's the worst food you've ever tasted, Nicole?
Not that one. That's what I look like.
Oh, wow. Probably like octopus.
When did you eat octopus?
Ooh. Oh, I don't know. It was when it was a long time ago when my husband made a bet to go eat sushi, and that was like one of the things they like were forcing us to eat.
Yuck. What? Do you remember what it tasted like?
Oh, gosh, no. It's been a while.
Okay. Marcia, what's the worst thing you've ever tasted?
I am not a fan of sushi.
Sushi. Okay. So not a single roll, even the easy ones, right?
Nope.
Okay. Jordan, worst food you've ever eaten?
Oysters are really weird.
Yuck.
Yeah.
Anything that comes out of the water.
Yeah.
Nicole, what is your best athletic skill?
Running.
Like if you were being chased, or do you enjoy doing it on your own?
I started enjoying doing it on my own.
Okay, good for you. Marcia, what's your best athletic skill?
I used to do hurdles.
Okay, how high could you get up?
I don't remember. Probably 3 feet.
Okay, that sounds like a lot. Jordan, what's your best athletic skill?
I played volleyball in high school, and then I played badminton one time in gym class, and I was undefeated.
I don't think that's a sport.
I think that's a talent right there, though.
Athletic skill. I think the first one was right. Nicole, what sport has the cutest boys?
Baseball.
How come?
I don't know. My husband is a huge Cleveland Indians fan, and I don't know. We're constantly watching, and Lindor and them always kind of seem cute.
Floyd, please tell me that she was the one that called in first.
Yeah.
Okay. Because the first one gets the tickets.
Yeah.
To the Mudhead.
The Cleveland Indians guy.
You like him?
Okay, first off, you're not going to keep attacking me in front of my new friends.
Marcia, what sport has the cutest boys?
I would have to concur. Baseball.
Okay. Jordan, what sport has the cutest boys?
Football.
How come?
Danny Amendola. Do I say more?
Okay. Last question, and you can answer this. You can have this however you'd like it. Nicole, what's sexier, eating a banana or licking a lollipop?
Oh my God.
We'll go with licking a lollipop.
Okay, Marcia, sexier, eating a banana or licking a lollipop?
I'm out of this one. I'm 53.
Ah, come on. You can be sexy at any age. Think about Floyd doing one of these.
Oh, my God. I'm going to pass.
Okay. Jordan, think about Floyd eating a banana, licking a lollipop. Or licking a banana, eating a lollipop.
No, he just looked like he was eating a lollipop right now, so we'll go with that.
Awesome. Marcia, thanks for being on with us. Nicole, hold on. You have Mud Ends tickets for this weekend, and we think that Lindor will be with the Clippers at the ballpark, so enjoy that with your husband.
All right, thank you.
Awesome. Hold on a second. 8:19 with the morning reboot on Q105. Jordan, Floyd.
Are you done being mean to me?
I'm sorry. I just like that you look. You finally noticed his picture up there.
I was like, wait, what?
Do you remember the woman?
The woman?
Yeah.
No?
She is, you can talk on the radio with this. Yeah, that's, her
are
name
we
is
on right now?
Shirley.
Oh, I didn't know we were on, sorry.
Yeah, it's Shirley from the sitcom What's Happening.
Floyd, that is not you, is it?
Not the dark skinned one, the light skinned one's me.
That's who I'm talking about.
Yeah, that's horrible. That is 18-year-old Floyd. I filled out. I mean, I thinned out.
That is like a glamour and shot, and I love it.
And he got lighter, too. He actually is the dark skinned woman. 8:20 with the morning reboot.
Nothing says Toledo like tacos, trivia, and Eric Chase. We've got two of the three right now.
Oh, my tacos! Taco Tuesday!
On Q105's The Morning Reboot.
419-240-1055. I am thinking of barbecue chicken with some scallions and some, I guess, like faux vegan cheddar cheese in a hard taco.
How about you? I'm just thinking of food. I'm so hungry. I'm trying to do this thing where I don't eat after 9.
All day?
No, like a p.m.
Oh.
I'm starving.
Just go to sleep.
Well, I mean, I did, but I woke up hungry.
Oh, well, then eat something when you wake up. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Ayla.
Ayla?
I love that name.
Thank you.
Can you spell? Don't take credit for it. You didn't name yourself.
No, I didn't.
How do you spell that, though?
A-Y-L-A.
I like that.
There was an EDM artist back in the 2000s called Isla. Do you ever get called Isla?
All the time.
I love that. Are you calling for tacos and Trivia Tuesday?
I'm going to try.
Okay. There is no prize. You can blame the people who didn't play last hour for that. But we would love to have your brilliant local 419 knowledge on the air, Isla.
All right.
Where are you from? What part of town did you grow up at?
I grew up in Findlay, actually.
Okay. Do you live in Toledo or do you live in Findlay still?
I live in Bowling Green now.
Oh, moving up 75.
Yeah.
Okay. You're a 419er, not a 567er, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah. 567. You ever smell those people?
Stop!
All right, Ayla. Ayla, what's the tallest building in Toledo? Fifth Third Center at 1 Seagate, Tower on the Maumee, or the Commodore Perry Apartments?
I'm going to go with the middle one.
Middle one. You want to help her out? You want to take a guess?
Say them again, because I was thinking that too, but then you said on...
Fifth Third Center. Do you know which one that is?
No.
That's the one farthest down Summit, next to the Renaissance.
The glass building. The Fifth Third building.
Yeah.
Oh, go with that, girl.
Dude. All right, we'll go with that.
What year did Fifth Third Field open, Ayla? 2000, 2002, or 1996?
Ooh. 2000.
Want to help her, Floyd?
Two.
What?
Two.
Two what?
2002.
Oh. All right, I'll change that. Cosi, or is it Cosi?
Cosi.
Cosi closed its doors in 2007. Imagination Station opened in October of 2009. What does Cosi mean? Creation of Science and Industry? Center of Science and Industry? Center of Science and Imagination?
The Center of Science and Imagination.
How many people died in the Toledo War or the Michigan-Ohio War? Zero. 1-419-5670.
Well, I'm a 419 girl, so 419.
Way to put people's lives out there like that.
I was thinking the same thing.
You're like, 419 people died, so let's make that the area code?
I mean, what better way to pay tribute to our fallen soldiers?
Than give them an area code.
Right.
Including the main library, how many total branches of the Lucas County Library are there? 20, 14, or 7?
7.
You don't get up here much, do you?
Not really.
Floyd, what's the tallest building in Toledo at 411 feet?
Fifth Third building.
Correct. Tower on the Maumee is 411.
Ooh.
What year did Fifth Third Field open, Floyd?
2002.
Correct. COSI, also known as the Center of Science and Industry.
Oh, see, I was with you.
Zero people died in the Toledo. In fact,
was it even a war?
It was nearly bloodless. It was more like a Twitter disagreement.
Was it a negotiation?
Yeah, it was a bloodless war. And there are 20, including the main branch. So there's 19 branches and the main. So there's 20 branches of the Lucas County Library. Yeah. We have absolutely no prizes for you, but the prize is really for us by getting to say your name, Ayla, on the air.
That is such a good name.
Are you single?
Oh my lord.
yes, actually.
Can I tell people that I date a girl named Ayla? I love sure. that name.
All right, can I take credit for like having you guys meet? Like,
yeah, Floyd introduced us on the
radio.
Yeah,
we'll go with that.
And I loved her name and I fell in love.
Boom.
Ayla, what do you do?
I work at Meijer.
It's a good place.
Nothing wrong with that.
Hey, I need Are you going into work now?
Not until this afternoon.
Okay. Our phone number is the same as our text number, 419-240-1055. Which Meijer do you work at?
The one in Bowling Green.
Okay, do me a favor. When you get there, can you send a text message to that number and confirm for me that Transformers are buy one, get one half off?
I will try.
What do you mean you'll try? Just go to the toy aisle.
Do it for your man, Ayla.
Yeah, exactly, or else this relationship is over. Ayla, it's been fun having you on the air. Thanks for the phone call.
Thank you. Have a good day.
That's all I want one day. A girl with a different name. And I don't mean like Gertrude. That was my grandmother's name.
I'm mad that you built it up.
To what?
You said, can you confirm that Transformers are buy one, get one today?
I saw something on a Transformers collecting site.
All right.
I want to confirm. That's a great deal.
Come on, Ayla. Come through for your man.
God, I love that name.
It's such a good name.
Would you ever be more apt or less apt to date someone because of their name?
No, but like you. No. I would. What do you mean? Like, say like you're on The Bachelor and you had a Samantha and an Ayla. Would you be more? You're trying to say you would choose Ayla over Samantha because of her name?
Yeah.
Oh, I would totally do that.
But I mean,
yeah.
But what about like if it was? Let's say Stefan was actually Herman.
But with the same personality and quirks that he has.
You wouldn't even give him a shot if his name is Herman.
He's going to have a nickname. Herm.
So do women do this at all?
I don't, because I feel like guy names are so basic. I'll say it. Yeah. Like, I don't think there's been a time where I said, oh, that guy's name is very exotic or different. As with,
well, there's exotic, and then there's like,
well, I've never said, like, when a woman says her name, like Ayla, we're like, oh, I've never heard anything like that before. That's very pretty and unique. Where on the guy, they're like, I'm Steve, Tom, Brad, Mike, Floyd, Eric, you know what I mean? Jamal, Herman, but we've heard that before. That's not exotic or different. Does that make sense?
Couldn't date a Herman.
And we had a guy call one time. Oh, what was his? Oh, it's gonna bother me. It's gonna come to me at a later date. But remember, his name was different. His name was unique because remember I asked him how to spell it, and he was just like, he gave me all those letters, and I was like, oh, it sounds like your name is really short. But man, if you're listening, text us and call me back because I don't even remember off the top of my head.
You know, like as kids and teenagers, we think dumb things.
Uh huh.
Like when I was a little boy, like I'm talking like 5 years old, I thought if I touched a black person, I turned black.
Did you really?
Yep. I learned very quickly. I learned very quickly that this was not the case. But that same Eric, when I was like 13, thought that every girl named Tiffany was a floozy.
Because you met one Tiffany who was like that? Or like
there were a couple.
I mean, we all have those things in our brain that when we get like 14, 15, 16, we're like, we have a oh moment. You have an aha moment. You're like, right. Oh, not everyone is like that. Yeah, that's fair. Okay. I would have been that kid too.
Stuff. 8:42, there's a little bit of Angelina Jolie news. And I want to do this news because it irritates me. And I think we're just being teased by this. And the keyword. Thank you. A chance to win $1,000 with the national keyword coming up in just less than 10 minutes.
Q105 traffic sponsored by Max Auto.
8:55 with the morning reboot on Q105. Your $1,000 payoff national keyword is free. Text that to 95819. That's the text number to win the $1,000 payoff free. F-R-E-E to 95819. You can text my name to our regular 419 text number after 10 o'clock to get the podcast of today's episode. It's good to have you here. Eric Chase and Floyd were brought to you by Mike Buck State Farm in Sylvania. We all remember Mike Posner from Cooler Than Me. Mm-hmm. And I took a pill in Ibiza, if you want me to say that correctly. And we found that he also wrote Justin Bieber's boyfriend and Maroon 5 Sugar.
Sugar, yeah.
He had a lot of loss in his life. Mac Miller was his friend. Avicii, who died from too much partying, was also a friend of his. Yeah. And there was one more loss that we saw when we were watching the story. So because he's probably filthy.
Oh, his father.
His dad passed away.
Brain cancer, yes.
He has the ability to just set it all aside because he's probably made tons of money. More millions from writing than doing anything else. Kids, write songs. Don't sing them. He can just set everything aside, and he's walking from one side of the country to the other with his guitar just to be in touch with the moment, and he's going to stop and tweet out, hey, I'm going to do a concert here. Doesn't cost anything. He doesn't want you to donate money to any cause. He's just trying to be in touch with the moment. He spent some time in a monastery where he literally unplugged anything.
A stop in Detroit, and that means he's going to walk through Toledo, and I'm going to be waiting on I-75 for Mike Posner.
He's going to go to his mom's house.
I'm still going to be waiting on I-75 for Mike Posner? About time he gets to Toledo, though, he's going to look like Tom Hanks in
Castaway.
Castaway. He's going to, because he's already grizzly right now, but I'm okay with it.
Good for him.
Yeah.
The wanderlust that never leaves me is the desire to globetrot, like free-spiritedly.
Like on foot? Or just any
not
travel,
on foot,
any type
to,
of travel?
To travel, to just to hit all these exotic places, and not to take pictures, but to just go there, because so few of us actually get out of like the 25-mile area that we live in,
right?
Like we can go out to rural areas here. We can go up to Detroit, down to Columbus. People who live in those big cities.
We're such a good spot to like do these big city places.
And we're fortunate. But for the most part, this is our little ecosystem. Mm-hmm. You know, most of us never get to see the Cathedral of Notre Dame.
Yeah.
Or even places that aren't landmarks overseas. And I've always wanted to do that. My fear was, well, I kind of gave that up when I got the dogs. Mm-hmm. To like, what happens if I get sick or hurt?
Like overseas?
Yeah.
You can't live like that. You just got to go for it.
I know.
And I was that person, too. Like, even before I started performing and traveling, I'd be like, oh, in a car, I'm going to end up in a ditch. No one's going to find my body. Like, I would go through those emotions in my head like a normal person. Like, on my Cricket phone, text my sister, hey, made it to BG. She'd be like, that's only half hour away. Like, I would be that person just updating. But, like, just live in the moment. You have to. At some point, you just got to get over. You got to push your pride aside and just do it. Like, there's stuff I want to do. I was talking to Stefan. Like, there's stuff I just want to do. And it's like, why don't you just do it? I'm just like,
yeah.
You just get in your headspace. And you're like, I'm fine right here.
And none of those.
I can Google those places. But, like, it would be so nice to, like, actually experience it.
None of those quotes drive me or anything. It's just I think about it long enough, and then one day I'll have the wild hair to go do it.
That's how we're similar, because people like, live in the moment, seize the day. I'm like, that day's not today. I'll get to it when I get to it. Maybe that day is 3 years from now.
The moment I'm going to seize, the one with a nap.
Exactly.
Let me give you the Angelina Jolie story. She's going to get her last name back. According to documents obtained by The Blast, the star's moniker has been restored to pre-pit status of simply Jolie. The Blast broke the story. Jolie and Brad Pitt were officially made single last week when they filed a judgment that allowed them to dissolve the marriage while still working out the details of property and custody. The former couple's six children are also listed on the document, but their names will continue to be hyphenated. Jolie Pitt.
Mm-hmm.
She's your favorite?
She's probably my favorite actress. But I always called her Jolie. I never called her hyphenated.
Same.
So when you just broke this to me, I'm like, did we ever say Jolie Pitt?
We've talked about this. You've never seen The Wanted?
No.
You must watch it. You'll love it.
Okay.
Morgan Freeman's in it. James McAvoy's in it before he got big. Chris Pratt is in it. Fat Chris Pratt is in it. It's a great movie.
We love our chubby Chris Pratt.
And very violent. I hate when news of this thing comes up because I didn't think the first one was that good. But eventually there will be Avatar 2.
Oh, the James Cameron movie.
Correct. Michelle Yeoh, I believe I'm pronouncing that correctly.
Hasn't that been in production for like forever, I feel like?
Like, the sequels were planned before the first was released, and it's 10 years later.
How do you do that?
You're James Cameron, and you've made, what, the Terminator movies?
Titanic.
And Titanic.
Yeah.
Michelle Yeoh, I believe I pronounced that correctly. She was in Crazy Rich Asians.
Mm-hmm.
She is also currently starring in CBS's Star Trek Discovery. She was in Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon.
Oh, I know who you're talking about now.
Tomorrow Never Dies and Memoirs of a Geisha. She's a very beautiful woman. She's joining Zoe Saldana, Sam Worthington, Kate Winslet, Sigourney Weaver, David Thewlis, and Edie Falco. Whenever he gets around to filming this next movie, and I guess he's filming a second sequel back to back. What a night. Like, I don't care. The first one wasn't that good.
I've never seen it, but like, people are like you. They either hate it or they're like, it's the greatest movie of all time.
It was pretty. It was eye candy.
Isn't it really long, too?
I think so.
Lengthy-ish.
And it's Pocahontas.
Oh, like that premise?
That story.
Okay.
I think. I might be confusing my Native American tales.
Okay.
But it's something like that. Or okay. That was a story with John Wolfe?
John Smith.
Yes.
Okay.
Khloe Kardashian has set her Instagram to private. So now only the 91 million people that follow her will know what's going on. How can she ever get by? How will we know what's going on with Khloe? Her 26 million followers on Twitter, she's got that public, but she hasn't posted in about a week or so. She's changing her Instagram to private, comes after she celebrated her daughter True's first birthday with an over-the-top party. She also reunited with True's father, Tristan Thompson, because he's not in the NBA playoffs. Thanks, LeBron. Thanks, Obama. I gave somebody a thanks, Obama yesterday. You know
Did
why?
Because
I miss it.
You can't do that with a current person because it doesn't flow off the tongue well.
Khloe may have offered up some clues as to why she made her account private with some new quotes shared on her Instagram story. People hate when you show them how it feels to be treated the way they treat you, one quote reads. She later posted, don't kill people with kindness because not everyone deserves your kindness. Kill people with silence because not everyone deserves your attention.
Well,
thank you, Confucius.
For that words of wisdom, let me tell you something. You don't kill people with silence because once you're silent, those people are getting off. They're like, ooh, I have got to her. She's not talking or him. You know what I mean?
Is it possible?
I'm so tired of them. Why go? I'm going to make my Instagram account private. I have 50 million followers. She was my favorite one, too. I washed my hands of her.
Is it possible that any of those 91 million followers are the people who are doing the majority of the trolling?
But here's the thing, though. Of those 91 million followers, I'm a screenshot, and then, this was on Khloe's Facebook.
I would love,
in my next life, and they're like, Floyd, I'm going to offer you all this in the world. I would totally take it, just so I can have a taste of what it is to be so important with 95 million followers. Be like, I'm going to make it private. Girl's not private if it's 95 million followers.
Right. Yeah,
that's almost the population of here.
Yeah,
that's more than the population of America.
Like the 10th largest country on the planet.
Exactly.
What's the you saw Batman Begins, right?
Yes.
What does Carmine Falcone say to Bruce? Like, you're the Prince of Gotham. You have to go 10,000 miles from here for anybody not to recognize you.
Yeah.
904.
I like when your accent comes out. It's very natural.
It's a great actor. He's a great actor. And plus, I've memorized that movie. 904, one more time, at least for now, text the national keyword free, F-R-E, to 95819. Win the $1,000 payoff. Our friend Jeffy McGee, sorry, no big movies coming out this week, so we're going to do a medieval theme to acknowledge Game of Thrones. My bad.
Grant me my dragon!
Q105. So, for this week, As a result, we are looking at medieval fantasy, worlds of dragons and knights and derring do and so forth. And
it's me granting my dragon. I'm telling you, I'm going to make it a thing.
We'll see if you can make it a thing as far as a victory this week, you know, because ultimately I know a lot of these are very uber geeky, and I'm thinking that this leans more toward the Eric side of the room this week. But
I'm not much of a fantasy person, though.
Yeah, but I tried to pick out ones that everybody would at least have known. Okay,
Lord of the Rings. Never saw any of them.
Really?
Not even the follow-up ones.
The Hobbit and stuff. Okay.
And never saw any Harry Potter. Fantasy's never been my thing.
Understood. But at like the same time, you at least know it exists, right? It's not like I'm not throwing you like the obscure The 13th Warrior or anything like that.
I prefer to live in the real world where people turn into big green hulks. And you
it's important to keep yourself grounded in reality, of course, where giant mad titans can exterminate the entirety of the universe with one snap of their fingers.
Goals, as they call it.
Yeah, there you go. So, all right, so let's start with number one on the list, please.
Legend tells of a ring created by an
Lord of the Rings!
Which one? No, I'm kidding.
Return of the King!
Jeff, can you give me the tweet-length version of what Lord of the Rings is about?
It's about a ring that can control the world, and they spend three movies walking to the place where they can destroy it. That's about it.
This is Middle-earth?
This is Middle-earth,
and
yes.
That's why Sauron from the Black Hole was last week?
Sauron!
Connect this?
The main character, the main bad guy, is basically this giant eyeball on top of a tower.
That sounds terrifying.
Just that the whole time.
Yeah, and so ultimately, the special effect looked like if you looked at Sauron and squinted, it would have looked a little bit like the Black Hole picture. Okay. But Floyd, one. Eric, nothing. As we go to number two on the list, please.
I brought you a special present.
What is it?
It was the book my father used to read to me when I was sick, and I used to read
Never
it to
your story.
Father.
No,
we recently did that.
I'm going to read it to you.
It was a time when life didn't seem so complicated.
Marriage is what brings us
together. Oh, my goodness. If marriage didn't do it, I don't know what will.
You can give it to me.
That was The Princess Bride. Thank you very much. Oh, my God. Okay, we're adding it to the list of movies that Floyd has to see. Dear listeners, I'm the only one in the room, apparently, who has seen The Princess Bride. I'm the only one who is sane here, obviously.
I know it's a cult classic.
It is more than a cult classic. It's one of the best action-adventure/romance/ fantasy movies that has ever been made, so you definitely have to see that one. Okay,
but I know that's going to be a Broadway musical soon. That's all I know.
That's the angriest I've ever heard Jeff get.
Not angry so much as just disappointed.
Disappointed. Yeah.
All right, so Floyd one, Eric nothing. As we go to number three on the list, please. Now I'm worried about this one.
A time when a child could tip the balance between good and evil.
Why, with my powers, can you not find one little child?
A time for an unlikely hero named Willow.
Oh, it's Willow!
There we go.
Wait, that's
why
the
I left the name in there, because I was hoping that somebody would remember that there was a movie named that. Nope. Did you ever see Willow at the very least?
No, but I remember it, and I think after being terrified of the Oompa Loompas, you couldn't have dragged me to another movie with small people in it.
But Willow, basically, the best way to describe that one is if you ever saw Star Wars, take it and put in a sword and sorcery movie, and basically you have Willow. It's the exact same plot, which is important because it was directed by Ron Howard, but written by George Lucas.
Oh.
So it's basically the
I have
same
seen
thing.
Willow.
All right, number four on the list, please.
Do not Robin of Locksley anymore. It's been whispered.
Robin Hood.
That didn't take long. All right. I put in the Robin of Locksley thing specifically to try
which
and catch
one?
Up.
That
was that what that said?
That was the most recent one, the Taron Egerton one that came out this past fall, which nobody saw, but it did exist, believe it or not. But I could have chosen from a few different ones. There's Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves, but that trailer just had nothing to give
Kevin Costner one.
With Kevin Costner with his massively inconsistent British accent. Mm. One scene he's British, the next he's from Southern California. And then there was also the 2010 one with Russell Crowe. It was okay, but it didn't really have anything to do with Robin Hood.
Right,
it was a prequel story.
That's why I liked it.
All right. So 2-1. So you can catch up with a tie here.
I know.
With number five, please.
Welcome to Dragon Training.
How to train a dragon!
That didn't take long.
How So we know that I like animation movies.
The third one just came out?
Third one just came out a couple of weeks ago, but that was for the first one. And the third one is getting rave reviews as far as like a great way to tie up the story and finish everything up.
Have we figured it out after the third one? Do we know how to train dragons?
I think they mastered training dragons.
In the first one, then it was just finding more. And then it was like, oh, we're going to make them go to war. And then Toothless is just like, I'm tired, y'all.
And there was also also an animated series as well. So they milked that franchise for as much as they possibly could. So
9:18 with the morning reboot. Jeffy McGee, our pop culture superhero, is here. More content, things to play, things to watch, things to download and stream, all on the way. Remember, free 95819. That's your national keyword to text and win. Good luck.
Take a seat. Right over there, sat on the stairs. I will go,
go. Good morning. It's the morning reboot on Q105. Eric Chase and Floyd, our friend Jeffy McGee, is here to throw some content your way to stream, to play, to download. Lots of things going on as we lead up to the biggest movie to ever happen next weekend.
In theory, we'll see. I mean, ultimately, it'll be a matter of it may have the biggest opening weekend. It almost certainly will have the biggest opening weekend that'll ever happen. Dear listener, if you're not sure what we're talking about, what rock have you been living under? But the fourth Avengers movie, Endgame, comes out next week. And so if you're looking forward to that, there's a lot of, obviously, all the different types of superhero movies are available on Netflix and will soon be available on Disney Plus. They announced that service this week. Will be coming out later on this year with pretty much everything Disney, and that includes all the Marvel stuff, all the Star Wars stuff. They've announced new TV series that will be airing on that for both Marvel and Star Wars through the big celebrations that have happened. So there's some big dealings happening right now in terms of like Disney, you know, finally cashing in its chips on all the different properties it has.
For it all only being $70 for the year, like $7 a month, I thank the Disney gods
right.
Because I expected to be gouged.
Oh, yeah. But ultimately, they can't gouge too much because ultimately they want people to sign up. And there seems to be that sweet spot that if you're only offering one studio's offerings, you really need to keep it at a relatively low price to make people really think that they're getting their money's worth out of it. For those of you with other streaming services and you're looking for something a little bit different to engage in this week, I'd like to point out one of the classic comedies of the 1980s is now on Amazon. Say his name three times.
Beetlejuice
is on Amazon. For those of you who have never seen it, it is Michael Keaton as the ghost with the most in one of the movies that put Tim Burton on the map as a filmmaker.
It is a great movie and a great cast.
Yeah, that may be one of the best overall casts in the entire history of film beyond everything. I mean, Alec Baldwin before he was Alec Baldwin, Gina Davis before she was Gina Davis. I mean, basically, almost
Winona Ryder.
And Winona Ryder, yeah, she was really young as well at that point, although I think she'd already done Heathers. But beyond everything, you know, that is a quintessential 80s comedy, so you definitely should check that out. If you're looking for something to play, I'd like to point out there's a game that has been much anticipated for a long time called Dreams, which is basically a sandbox game where you can create games yourself at home, basically. It's giving you the keys to the kingdom. They've been talking about it for years for PS4. It is finally getting its early access release today, and it's a limited early access release, but you can buy it yourself.
Let me speak as a 32-year-old mom. Will it make him put down the Fortnite?
Probably. If he's interested in creating his own Fortnite, that might be the possibility. The early access is out today for $29.99, and you get the full game when it eventually comes out if you buy this early access, and we're talking like double the price. So if you're looking for something to apply your creativity into, there's that. And if you're looking for something to download, something a little bit more current, I can give you the fact that Glass comes out today on video on demand.
Yep, your alley.
Although he wasn't really a big fan of Glass, that's the thing.
You like it?
I said to myself, if the end of
the trilogy, let's put it that way.
If the end of Split didn't happen the way it did, would I watch this third movie? And my answer was no.
Okay, which is unfortunate because ultimately it kind of put a damper on M. Night Shyamalan's, you know, comeback story at this point. But that's not to say that, you know, one bad movie does not, you know, erase a lot of good work up to this point.
I will rent it. I have to catch up on that and Aquaman. So they'll be rentable for like $4 or $5 soon.
And anybody who wants to catch up on Game of Thrones, by the way, if you really are looking into everything that's happened so far, all seven seasons up up to this point. It's not on streaming anywhere because HBO knows what it has, so you can subscribe to HBO for that. But if you just want to download it, the cheapest option I found for you is to buy the box set from Best Buy, because that is right now, I swear this is the cheapest price, $112, but it comes with a digital copy.
All seven seasons?
All seven seasons.
That is good, because it's $15 for HBO.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how long it's going to take you to burn through that. 64 hours of TV.
Oh, yes. And if you want to catch up quickly before everything else goes up, let's be honest here. You know, ultimately, right now, that's the hottest thing in pop culture, at least for another week and a half. Because next week, it's all about the superheroes again. There are a lot of superheroes
for
it to
here,
be all about.
Big, mean, and green.
Yeah. And potentially intelligent.
I already am. But I told Floyd, I said, next Friday, we're going to have to do the show with me somehow not being on the internet.
Yeah.
So lots of
good luck.
Lots
good
of personal stories
dear,
to share.
Dear listener, be careful out there if you're trying to avoid spoilers, because a massive leak of footage did come out, and just be careful before you click on anything, because a lot of people are very, very unhappy that a lot of stuff ended up out there all of a sudden.
People will die Game of Thrones style for the leak. Last thing before we wrap up, no big releases coming out this weekend. Shazam's won the box office two weeks in a row. Worth seeing?
By all accounts, absolutely. I have not seen it yet.
Family-friendly superhero movie.
And by all accounts, everybody who's seen it has come out saying it's one of the better superhero movies of the last few years, especially one of the better DC ones, but you know, let's be honest here, that's not a high bar to clear, with the exception of Wonder Woman, of course, although Aquaman also got a good buzz. So
that is our pop culture superhero, Jeffy McGee. It's 9:30 on the Morning Reboot.
Q105.
Tweet, 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 tweet.
They didn't tweet it, but they sure liked it. The Morning Reboot's most liked tweet of the morning on Q105.
I know Lil Nas X. If I had his six shooters, I'd be a lot better. I'm going to do a good solid for the community here. Our friend Jason Kutchwa from the library,
yes,
who is the acting executive director of the Lucas County Public Library System. Two tweets here. Spend your evening considering a career change. It could put you on a team of amazing people doing essential work for our communities. As we begin to ramp up to reopen Main Library this fall, we have so many opportunities to be a part of an incredible team here at the Toledo Library. I have retweeted that. They do have some really good opportunities there. I'm guessing they pay pretty well. And whether you work for the county or the city, I'm guessing they have benefits that will make ones you have now look like...
benefits so good you make you wish you had something going on with your body.
Why do you think Gary Anderson drives a bus for the city of BG? The benefits.
Like, Eric, you have a clean bill of health, but I have this great insurance. Well, there is something growing on behind your ear.
You have seven tumors? We can take them all out. Right. Zero copay. $0 copay. Boom.
Well, that was deep. Mine is kind of just funny. Mine is from at the bro. Finally figured out the reason I look so bad in photos. It's my face, y'all. My face.
So true. I saw one of the memes I was scrolling through this morning was like of medieval people, like Peter the Handsome. Uh-huh. And it was something about how we have like a terrible idea of what was good looking back then.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Because Greta the Gross Face should have been her real name, but she was also
Mona
like,
Lisa?
Greta the Pleasant.
Not pretty. Not one bit. Probably a dude.
All signs could point to that. I'm not here. I'm not even here. I'm not even here to debunk that theory because looking at her...
Some people think it was a self-portrait of Leonardo. But the mystery of it. You know, it's only like this big, too.
It is. Okay, so can we talk about that?
We have
for like
30
a quick second?
30 seconds.
Like, Washington, D.C., going to see the Hope Diamond, the biggest diamond in the world, it's literally the size of a 50-cent piece.
Yeah.
Women, that's not big.
Women have a problem with size.
Oh, hush.
And is the first time you got perspective of the Mona Lisa when Jay-Z and Beyonce took a picture with it?
Legit, because Mona Lisa's head was the same size as Beyonce's.
Yeah. All right, 9:48. Thank you for being here today on a Tacos and Trivia Tuesday. It's Eric and Floyd back tomorrow, 5:45 till 10 on Q105. We'll be here. We hope you join us on the Morning Reboot. Q105.